So I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this evening. Rohatsu session is my favorite session. I just like the cold air and the bit of snow and the darkness kind of envelops us so early in the day. I feel a little bit like a bear going into hibernation. And it's December, the last month of the year, so it's a time of endings. But the end of the month is far enough off, so we can just not look forward to that. Instead, we can kind of hunker down in our dens and see what arises. And for me, this month has presented lots of endings. I'm going to retire. I taught my last class on Wednesday, and that's the end of my teaching. And it will soon be the end of my seventh decade on this earth as a human being, because I'll turn 70 in January. And I haven't really been able to look either back or forward. There have been times when I've looked back and felt grateful for the opportunities that have come my way. But for some reason in this month of December, I felt caught and unable to move and just focused on finishing my teaching and kind of stuck. And when I would tell people that I was retiring, or if someone mentioned it, they would say to me, "Wow, you know, this is great. You'll be able to travel. You'll be able to go to a movie. You'll be able to sit in a coffee shop and talk to your friends. I wish I could retire." And I think, they don't say that when I tell them I'm turning 70, they don't say, "Oh, I wish I could turn 70. And, I even when people would say, "We should have a party," and I would feel myself shudder at the very thought of such a thing. One of our ancestors, and I can't remember his name, and I'm sure all of the renowned teachers up here know his name, but I recall that he grew old, and his sangha told him, "No need to work, no, you can rest now." And he said, "If I don't work, then I'm not eating." And now I understand what he meant. So that was kind of my state of mind when an incident occurred, and it brought up this feeling of being slighted, and I felt resentful, and I also felt petty, and I thought, "Well, I've practiced for a long time, I can handle this. I will just turn towards it." And I examined it, and I acknowledged that I was being petty, that it was a very minor thing, and I would just move on. Only my mind had other ideas, I guess. And as the days passed, instead of looking back over all of the opportunities offered me and how grateful I was, all of the petty sides in my working and living life just kept piling up one after another until there was no room inside my brain for me. No room for Carol. I was I felt squashed and sharp and angry. And I didn't know how to think about it. I didn't know what to do with it. It was just this big mess of jagged stuff. So I thought I would sit. I didn't have much hopes of sitting because I really was in a state. But I sat, and when I sat, I saw an image, a black burned pot rose up in my mind. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I became fascinated by this burned out black pot. It seemed endlessly fascinating, like something you knew really well, but you couldn't remember what it was. And the whole day that black pot sat in my mind. And I was fascinated. And the next day I sat, and there it was again. And I thought, oh, I know this pot. This is bitterness. And suddenly I felt horrified. The culmination of 70 years of life is a bitter old woman. And at the same time, that pot was so fascinating. It was just so fascinating. And then it began to flake. And the flakes kind of drifted up into the air and started swirling around like volcanic ash. And then they all fell away, and there was nothing. And I could breathe again. Last night, Kate talked to us about what we bring in our suitcase. And maybe you have your own black pots. Or maybe you have something else in there. Maybe what's arising for you is confidence and righteousness and purity. Or maybe it's desolation. It doesn't really matter. I would urge you all to crawl into your den and take a look at what arises. Investigate it with curiosity. And as Dogen says, really get to know it intimately. Because who knows? Who knows? Just a burned out pot. And yet, thank you.